Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, March 2, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I am Saloni, and here are the top cues that may move the market today. A look at the headlines first. S&P 500 surges in strongest one-day rise since June. Gap-up start on cards for Dalal Street. Crude prices slip over 1% on weak China data ahead of OPEC meet. GST collections cross Rs. 1 trillion for fifth consecutive month in February. SEBI moves dual approval process for appointment of independent directors. And BPCL to sell Numaligarh refinery stake for Rs. 9,876 crore. Now the news in detail. The domestic markets rebounded smartly on Monday, rising nearly 2% after a massive crash last week. Going into the trade today, the BSE barometer Sensex could make a dash to reclaim the 50,000 mark amid a firm set of global cues. At 7:25 a.m, Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 102 points higher, indicating a gap-up start for indices back home. Besides, strong macroeconomic data and weakness in crude oil prices could also support the upside. India's goods and services tax collection surpassed the Rs. 1 trillion mark for the fifth consecutive month, touching Rs. 1.13 trillion in February, indicating signs of improvement in the economy. Meanwhile, in the oil market, crude prices slipped over 1% amid concerns that OPEC Plus may agree to increase global supply in a meeting this week and Chinese demand may be slipping. Brent crude dropped 1.2% to $62.91 a barrel, while US WTI crude slipped 1.2% to $59.90. Both WTI and Brent had lost over 1% on Monday as well. That apart, in the overnight session, Wall Street indices jumped as bond markets calmed after a month-long sell-off, while another COVID-19 vaccine getting US approval and fiscal stimulus also bolstered expectations of a swift economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 1.95% and the Nasdaq Composite jumped 3.01%. The S&P 500 gained 2.38% and posted its strongest one-day gain since June. Consequently, shares in Asia rose too. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index gained 0.4% and South Korea's Kospi index rose 2.2%. However, Topix index was down 0.4%. In other news, in a bid to further strengthen the regulatory framework for independent directors, SEBI proposed putting in place a dual approval system for their appointment as well as removal. In a significant move, the regulator has suggested that independent directors' appointment should be cleared by the majority of the minority shareholders under the dual approval system. Now, a look at the stock-specific developments that are likely to sway the market today. Quess Corp announced the separation of its role of its chairman and managing director. Suraj Morarje, currently Group CEO and Executive Director, will be elevated to Group CEO and Managing Director from April 1, while Ajit Isaac, currently Executive Chairman and MD, will continue in the role of Executive Chairman. Hero Motor Corp on Monday reported a 1.45% increase in total sales at 5,05,467 units in February. The company had sold 4,98,242 units in the same month of the previous year. BPCL said it will exit Numaligarh Refinery in Assam by selling its entire stake to a consortium of Oil India Limited and Engineers India Limited for Rs. 9,876 crore. Sterlite Technologies announced to have bagged deals of over Rs. 700 crore from telecom firms in the Middle East and Africa, taking the company's total order book to over Rs. 11,300 crore. The government has received multiple bids for privatization of Shipping Corporation of India, DIPAM Secretary Tuhin Kanta Pandey said on Monday. Shares of Eicher Motors would be in focus after Royal Enfield on Monday reported a 10% increase in total sales at 69,659 units in February. That's all we have for you here today. For more news on markets, business, politics and sports, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.